Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of power here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 7 o'clock in about 25 minutes. About Steve Weiss, chief national reporter for the NFL Network, is going to join the program. We'll take a spin around the National Football League with our guy Steve Weiss. I teased going into break that I was going to say something to you all that was going to ruffle your feathers a little bit. I'm going to hold off on that. I'm going to hold off on that because there was something else that I wanted to get to that definitely piggybacks off of the Burgundy and Bold segment that we just had. We're still taking your calls on that as well, 301-230-0980. If you have any bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders season, we'll do that every Friday here on the Burgundy and Gold today. But my Burgundy and Bold prediction was the fact that I think by season's end, Trey Amos will be considered by everyone this team's best cornerback. I'm already there. He has had the best camp of all of the corners. But Albert Breer of the MMQB, he goes around to all 32 training camps throughout the summer, and he writes a blurb afterwards about his biggest takeaways from being out in camp. From his visit in Ashburn, he had this to say, quote, "Another thing that will help Dan Quinn and defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. get creative is an upgraded secondary. The corner spot is much better than it was a year ago, with Marshon Lattimore looking more like his New Orleans era self, rookie Trey Amos quickly emerging as a starting level player, and Mike Samra still being able to settle in at the slot position. With the outside spots taken care of, there's depth there too, with vets Noah Igbinoghi and Jonathan Jones. Meanwhile, at safety, third-year man Quan Martin emerged as the breakout star of camp over the past month, playing faster and becoming more vocal as a leader alongside veterans Will Harris. And guess who he name-dropped? Revo! I'm a Jammy Reeves stan. If I could buy his jersey, I would. I don't think his jersey is sold because he's a special teamer. But, like, I'd rock the 3-9 all day long. He just plays football the way that I played it. Hair on fire, man. Shawty just gets it. But Albert Breer, what did you take away from that? Albert Breer hyping up Trey Amos as well. He is already, I don't even want to say it again. I think quickly, we will find out very quickly that he is this team's best corner. And that's not a slight to Marshon Lattimore. That is not a slight to Mikey Samra still. I think it just speaks to more of just how good of a camp Trey Amos has had, man. And he says all the right things. He's got a smile that'll light up a room. There is a confidence that he plays with that I just think he just can't teach. 301-230-0980 is the number. Taking your calls on Burgundy and Bold, your top bold predictions for the 2025 Washington Commanders.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of bold, the NFL Top 100 list, you know, used to be, you know, regarded as the most trusted list that comes out during quote-unquote list season. As we talk about the dog days leading up to the start of the regular season, I'm going to make a bold statement here. This year, the NFL Top 100 is absolute garbage. Garbage. Garbino. Trash. Junk. Crap. Terrible. And here's why. So, Jaden Daniels, and it's not because of this. Jaden Daniels was revealed last night as the 21st best player in the National Football League. And to this point, this list has honestly been bad. And I'm not even complaining about the Jaden Daniels thing. Because here's the quiet part out loud. You talk about me crowning somebody too damn soon. What about y'all? What about you? Jaden Daniels already being looked at. People are upset, hot under the collar, bothered by the fact that he came in ranked as the 21st best player in the NFL. It's been one season, people. So, and this has happened multiple times throughout this offseason. There was the Charles Robinson, YahooSports.com top 10 quarterback list. He omitted Jaden Daniels. Another Yahoo Sports list had Jaden as like the ninth best quarterback in the NFL. It's been one season. I'm not willing to go out and crown Jaden Daniels just yet. I know what he is. We know what he is. I think if I was a betting man, I would bet that, yeah, this time next year we're talking about him as the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. But he's got to replicate last year's success. And that is easier said than done. The National Football League takes no prisoners. By the grace of God, he was able to play all 17 games last year and stay healthy throughout the playoffs. Fingers crossed that happens again. I think it will. We talked about this a little bit with Kilgore. He just has this unique ability to not get touched. It's almost like he's playing backyard football when he is out there, man. And I'll say it again. There is no quarterback in the National Football League that threatens the line of scrimmage as a traditional passer the way that Jaden Daniels does. Not even close. He is the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL. Point blank. Some NFL pro insight. A couple of numbers to kind of justify him back. Just how special JD5 was during his rookie campaign. Jaden Daniels threw for 3,160 yards, seventh most, while completing a 68.5 completion percentage from the shotgun last year. So the way he fared in the shotgun last year was awesome. He attempted 14 passes from under center last year, tied for the second fewest of any of the 36 qualified quarterbacks. And in those 14 attempts, 11 of 14, 105 yards and two touchdowns. All of his 14 under center pass attempts featured play action. That's just Cliff King. That's good offensive coordinating, if you ask me. Because if you're Cliff, why try to put a square peg into a round hole? Right? That is what he does best. Working out of the center, working from out of the gun, working out of the pistol, working off of play action from under center. So give me more of that. Give me all of that that you possibly can. But in terms of him being ranked as the 21st best player in the National Football League, stop crying. It's nothing to whine about. It's nothing to moan about. I had to hear you all earlier this offseason. Why is he not considered a top 10 quarterback? It's been 1 year, people. It's been 1 year. There are other guys that may not have as good of a body of work as him last year, but throughout the course of their career have done some really special things. So to this point, this list to me has been garbage, but the Jaden Daniels ranking to me, not garbage. Some of the garbage rankings on here that really, really, really bother me. We were talking about it on the phone. There's no way in heck. There's no universe. There's no alternate reality even where Zach Bond is better than Micah Parsons. I don't care that he missed games last year. I don't care about the recency bias of this contract conundrum. Micah Parsons may be considered the best defensive player in the sport. Zach Bond's not in that category. When I'm thinking of that combo of best defensive players in the sport, it's T.J. Watt, it's Myles Garrett, it's Micah Parsons. Like that's where the list stops to me, right? It's hard for a member of the secondary to have that type of impact to be considered one of the best guys on that side of the ball. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. The impact of Micah Parsons, it's honestly impossible to overstate it. He is the real deal. He dictates game plans on the offensive side of the football. People stay up at night worrying about this young man. Something else that stood out to me that kind of annoyed me. Christian McCaffrey played four games last year and came in ranked as the 73rd best player. This is what I'm worried about or confused about, I guess. Are we ranking the top 100 from last year? Or are we ranking the top 100 overall? Because that changes the way that I look at this. If we're ranking the top 100 overall, then yeah, okay, Christian McCaffrey probably should be way lower on this list. Because Christian McCaffrey, when healthy, I mean, there's only a handful of backs that I would rather have. Kirby Joseph last year, Kirby Joseph was a man possessed. 58 tackles, 12 pass defense, 9 picks, had a pick 6. He's the 71st ranked player in the NFL. With those numbers, NFL top 100 do better, meaning players do better. And the biggest omission of them all, there's no way that second-team All-Pro linebacker Zaire Franklin is not on this list. I rest my case on that. 301-230-0980 is the number. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be joined by our pal Steve Weish of the NFL Network. When we get back, though, a couple of housekeeping notes that I want to get to, including why maybe just maybe worse sleep on the rest of the NFCs. That is next here on the Team 980.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.